Microsoft recently made the decision to discontinue production of the Kinect peripheral for the Xbox One. What went wrong? I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. Back in 2010, Microsoft unveiled a new accessory for the Xbox 360 console. Internally, the product had been known by the codename Project Natal. When it came time for its debut, it was known by another name, the Microsoft Kinect. Technically, the 2010 unveiling wasn't the first time the public got to get a glimpse at the technology. Microsoft had shown off the concept in 2009 at E3, also known as the Electronic Entertainment Expo. But the 2010 demonstration was where Microsoft pulled out all the stops. The Kinect used microphones and optical sensors to turn a person's voice commands and gestures into executable commands in various apps on the Xbox. This probably goes without saying, but the main focus was on gaming. The cameras used a type of mapping to get a sense of depth in an environment. This involved the use of both a projector and a camera. The projector used light in the infrared range, which is beyond the range of human perception. If you could see infrared light, you'd notice that the Kinect would shoot out thousands of tiny dots from a projector. These dots helped the Kinect map out what was in front of the camera and sense how far away different elements were. Moving through the area would create a distortion in those dots, which the Kinect could interpret as specific commands and translate it into the appropriate responses on screen. That meant if you were playing a game in which you were, say, fighting off hordes of ninja, the Kinect would detect where you jumped, leaned, dodged, ducked, or otherwise moved around. There was no need for a controller. Your actions were the controller. Initially, the Kinect was extremely popular. It sold like hotcakes. And by that, I mean Microsoft sold an average of 133,333 units per day for the first 60 days the device became available in the United Kingdom, which was fast enough for the Guinness Book of World Records to declare it the fastest-selling gaming peripheral of all time. At that point, anyway. Hackers particularly liked the Kinect. The early Kinect was relatively easy to hack, and the capabilities of the device meant you could create a lot of interesting potential applications. For example, hackers took the hardware and turned it into a cheap 3D scanner. The depth-sensing technology of the optics meant you could scan a three-dimensional object and create a virtual representation of it pretty handily with the right hacks and software. The Kinect sensor also allowed for interesting applications in the field of robotics. Vision is a tricky thing to incorporate in robots. The Kinect's sensors allowed roboticists to design systems that could more accurately survey an environment and navigate around it. My favorite hack using a Kinect was for a robotic trash can. Minoru Kurata, an engineer, used a Kinect sensor mounted to a wall to track the trajectory of a thrown piece of rubbish. A trash can mounted on a small motorized wheeled platform would receive instructions on where to move in order to intercept the rubbish as it fell to the ground. It was a clever display of what the Kinect could do when paired with the right software. Upon the launch of the Xbox One, Microsoft revamped the Kinect. One of the big changes made it much more challenging for hackers to take advantage of the hardware. This was a disappointing blow to the hacking community. Microsoft had been waffling on whether the company wanted to encourage or discourage hackers from meddling with the Kinect. The Xbox One implementation seemed to indicate the company had sided against hackers. That didn't stop the hacking community, however. Meanwhile, on the mainstream front, Microsoft was having trouble making the Kinect appear relevant. The hardware simply didn't have enough compelling uses. The games made for the Kinect were largely viewed as interesting curiosities, but not must-play titles. And using the Kinect to navigate through the Xbox ecosystem wasn't universally accepted. Since the original Kinect went on sale in 2010, Microsoft sold about 35 million units. And while it was originally bundled with the Xbox One, customers balked at paying the premium price for a peripheral that had yet convinced the public that it was a must-have accessory. Microsoft conceded by offering the Xbox One for sale without the Kinect. The demise of the Kinect wasn't quick or unexpected. Microsoft had largely been withdrawing support for the device over the last couple of years. When the company introduced the Xbox One S, one of the notable features missing from the new console was the dedicated Kinect port. This seemed to be an admission from Microsoft that the Kinect's days were coming to an end. That admission is now official as Microsoft representatives confirmed with the news outlet Fastco Design that manufacturing of the Kinect has ended. The company will continue supporting the Kinect, but no further development is expected. While the sensor may have ultimately been a failure as an Xbox peripheral, the technology has found its way into other products. The Microsoft HoloLens is an example. The AR headset uses some of the same technologies found in the Kinect, and you can find features similar to the Kinect's facial recognition system in products like the iPhone 8 and 10 handsets. So while the form factor may be dead, the tech lives on. To learn more about sensors, game consoles, augmented reality, and everything else tech, subscribe to the Tech Stuff Podcast. I explore tech topics in greater detail and share with you what really makes them work. That's all for today. I'll see you again soon.